Do virtues or vices make for a more influential politician? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Leanne Ten Brink, Banting postdoctoral fellow in the Haas School of Business and Department of Psychology at the University of California, Berkeley, describes how these different factors affect the political elite.
What qualities make a political leader more or less influential? Philosophers, political scientists, and psychologists alike have puzzled over this question and have proposed two very different routes to political power. The first traces back to Aristotle, who reasoned that a politician should, above all, be virtuous. He believed that political influence was to be found in virtuous practices such as temperance, courage, and humility. Machiavelli offered a much different approach. He advised political leaders to exert influence by force, manipulation, and violence if necessary. We coded the behavior of 151 U.S. senators in political speeches for indicators of virtues and vices, and examined whether this index of their leadership style predicted their level of collaborative influence over others. For example, senators who spoke with a loud, steady voice and narrowed their eyes in determination were given high ratings on courage, and senators who expressed excessive pride and spoke primarily about themselves were given high ratings on narcissism. We found that virtuous senators became more influential when they moved into a leadership role, specifically a committee chair role. In our data, expressing empathy for others, being concerned with justice and fairness, and communicating courage increased senators' ability to gain co-sponsors on their bills when they became committee chairs. In contrast, senators displaying behaviors consistent with vices, particularly psychopathy, became less influential when they moved into leadership roles. Results suggest that, when casting a vote, citizens should consider a candidate's virtue. Voting for a virtuous candidate may increase the likelihood that elected officials will have genuine concern for their constituents, while simultaneously promoting cooperation and progress in government.
That was Leanne Ten Brink of the University of California, Berkeley. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. Truth is suppressed too.